My passion is the fight for freedom. From World War II, defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits, and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for giving to tune here to Chosen Generation Radio, hour number 3. And I'm telling you, if you've missed any of today's program, we had David Shostokas, and we were talking about the Department of Justice and the FBI, and is the FBI constitutional, and then the lawlessness of all of that. And then AI. Did you know that artificial intelligence is trying to get a patent? I'm serious as a heart attack. There's a case right now, a lawsuit, where AI is trying to get a patent. We talked with Dr. Robert Marks, an expert in that field, and some really cool insights. No, the Terminator, War Games, we'll have him back to talk even more about that, but that's not very realistic. And he shares why. Project 21, Black Leadership Network, J. Philip Clay, we talked about the economy. What is a recession? They don't know, but they don't know what a woman is either, okay? So you, come on, give them a break. Cut them some slack. And then Jonathan Emord, author of a great book called The Authoritarians, was just with it with Rick Manning. Public health. There is absolutely 100% no constitutional basis for a public health system, And especially when those that are running the public health system, well, they're transgenders, but that's a whole other story. But when the public health system doesn't inform you on what they actually know, which is their responsibility to do, sudden infant death syndrome. There are a group of doctors that have now come out and basically said sudden infant death syndrome is directly related to the inoculation, the injection that a baby gets when it's born. I wonder now, sudden adult death syndrome. Do you think that might have something to do with injections? Yeah, the FDA knows that. 1,200 dead in the first 3 months. But let's not tell the public about that. 42,000 injured in the first 3 months. In the trial period. Trial periods are so you can figure out if what you've got is crap that shouldn't go out to the public. Okay? They figured it out, and it shouldn't have, and they did it anyway. That's called murder. All right. Well, they don't want free speech either. T. Rose joins me. I wanted to make sure the water was nice and warm for you. Welcome.
Oh, you always make sure that happens, Pastor Greg. Thank you for having me.
Oh, Lordy, I'm telling you. Well, and then we've got the Hunter Biden computer. We'll talk about that coming up here in a second. We've got Pentecost. I was telling you about Pentecost. Pentecost is the first drag queen at the United Methodist Church is about to ordain a drag queen. Pentecost. You couldn't hardly get more blasphemous and heretical than to call yourself Pentecost and then have a major denomination ordain you as a drag queen. Okay. Go
embarrassing.
Ahead. What do you got there? What do you got? So let's talk about Hunter Biden and the laptop.
Sure. Yeah. So obviously we at the Media Research Center just examine the news and watch it all the time. I think we should get workers' comp for the trauma we have to watch. But that's an aside.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Yes.
But
yes.
One thing that we haven't been seeing is any coverage on the Hunter Biden laptop scandal. So obviously this is something we need to talk about, right? I think personally that if the Hunter Biden laptop scandal was covered as much as it, or even a little bit, I don't know that we would have President Biden as our president. We examined the news. So we looked at ABC, CBS, and NBC, and we found that there were only 298 seconds. So that's not very many. That's just a couple minutes. That's 4 minutes, almost 5 minutes of coverage on Hunter Biden's laptop scandal. 5 minutes of coverage in, what was this, 2 years now? Yeah, 599 days straight of not talking about it. And then they only talk about it for a couple minutes. It's crazy. Like, we also found, a couple days ago, we found that none of the morning network shows, ABC, CBS, NBC, reported on any of these developments that are, more developments are coming with Hunter Biden's laptop story. Every week, I feel like there's something new that was covered and now was uncovered. And, people are sort of looking at, people on the right, at least. Basically, there was evidence that President Biden met with at least 14 of Hunter Biden's business associates when he was the vice president, so when Obama was sitting president. So Biden had met, President Biden had met with 14 of Hunter Biden's business associates, but Biden's still denying that he's met with any of them, and none of the networks are even talking about it.
I don't know if it is... No, I was just doing an impersonation of Joe. I don't know if he's actually.
You're going to scare the listeners.
Right there. What happened? Pastor has having a stroke right here on air. I don't know. God bless him. I don't know if Joe is even aware of the questions that are necessarily being asked when they're asking him, and we know. That our vice president, the philosophy major, today is yesterday's tomorrow, the day after Friday's, Monday's, today's, yesterday's, tomorrow, today. And then we've got a man dressed up in a woman's naval outfit. And another man dressed up in a dress with shaved legs, shaved head, and they show up as each other's dates in France for a formal state event.
Oh, gosh.
You know what? I'm thinking about, there was a, I'm trying to remember the name of the show, but there was a show about 30 some odd years ago about a White House with a president kind of like that, and he had just some really bizarre characters that were all a part of his administration. You know what? I think it was called, I think it was the show Baxter, I think was the guy's name.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm talking about? The butler?
I think so. Yeah.
Let me see. White House what was that called? No, not the black. Okay, so you look it up. It says, "Oh, the Black Butler." No, not that one. I think it was. I really do think it might have been called Baxter. Let's see, TV show. Anyway, it was this completely dysfunctional presidential situation. And with the Black Butler, who was, you know, just a really sharp guy, great actor, but everybody else was just incompetent, to say the least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's like half the administration now. You know, like you were just explaining, Karine, you know, the press secretary the other day, she was trying to say, like, the word, the letter, or the number 7, and she said, like, 7, 3, 7, 7, 7, 7, 3, 3, 3, 3. I was like, did she have a stroke? Is she okay? Like, I was genuinely concerned with her. Like, it's one thing to, like, stutter every once in a while, obviously, but, like, when this is repeatedly happening with numerous people in our administration, you begin to wonder, like, what's in the water there at the White House?
It was Benson. And it went, and he was the head of the household for Governor Eugene Gatling, played by James Noble, Benson. And it wasn't the president. It was a governor, but it was essentially the same kind of, you know, the governor was just kind of this really interesting person, you know, just tongue tied, didn't really know what to say. It was really quite interesting, but the parallelisms between the characters that are in Benson and the characters that are currently in the White House, you can hardly ignore it. You've got some other stories that you wanted us to cover this morning. Go ahead and give us a couple of those, and in particular the assaults on free speech that continued. The Babylon Bee just got hit again, mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. People are, conservatives in particular, are getting hit literally left and right. Like, you can barely say anything online now as a conservative without getting fact-checked, censored, banned, blocked, deleted, whatever. It's gotten to the point where today I'm doing my podcast episode is on the topic of grooming and grooming kids and how big tech repeatedly will cover up or will censor people who call out grooming behavior. So take, for example, you have somebody posting a video talking about how kids can be transgender and basically indoctrinating kids. Right. You know, I would go on and say, this is grooming behavior. This is disgusting. You should not be allowed to do this. Then big tech, the person they would target is me because I said that that shouldn't happen.
Absolutely.
So yes. And I'm like, so the fact that people are allowed to go online and say all these disgusting things towards children, but then I'm not allowed to call them out and say I disagree. How is that fair?
Well, the Babylon Bee was just banned as an example for calling Richard Levine a man. The same thing that I suggested, right, was that a man dressed up in a woman's naval outfit showed up at a state event with another man, and that other man was fully outfitted like a woman with a shaved head and shaved legs and a short skirt. Wow.
Yep.
And they showed up to represent our country at an event in France. In France. All right, back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up. T. Rose is with us, staff writer, researcher, Free Speech America.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone, a product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body. Cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest, Tiaren Rose Mandelberg, also known by her friends as T-Rose. And she has graciously allowed me to call her T-Rose. So that's a pretty cool honor in my book.
That's right. Yeah.
It is. Staff writer, researcher, Free Speech America, Media Research Center, and Newsbusters.org. Be sure and get over to MRC and search out Free Speech America. And also give us the censorship page.
Yeah, the censorship page is censortrack.org. Yeah. And on that website, we've got a catalog of all the different cases of censorship that's happened in our country, just in a biased way, you know, where big tech is targeting people and blocking their free speech when they really shouldn't be.
And I, by the way, Chosen Generation Radio and my page, Pastor Greg, I am on, I have what they call... Mm-hmm. restrictions on Facebook. So, and my restrictions are this: on the Chosen Generation Radio page, there is a big block section put up by Facebook that says this page discusses COVID or something to the COVID-19, and so beware of them. We be mindful of them.
Beware.
And use this link if you want the real truth, because this is one of those pages. So they're not banning me. Thank you, Facebook. They're not banning me, but they warn everybody that I might be spreading disinformation. The sad part about it is that the information that's shared is actually shared by experts with multiple degrees behind their name, people like Judy Mikovits, Brian Artis, Dr. Brian Hooker, Dr. Peter Bregan, Dr. Mm-hmm. Syed Hader. Yeah. I mean, these are the kinds of people who are sharing this information and giving you the truth. And Facebook is suggesting that these truth tellers are somehow giving disinformation, and the real disinformation, as you guys talk about and identify and prove up, is coming from the FDA, from Fauci. Fauci is found to be lying. Deborah Birx was found. She admits in her book, "I gave out false information." How is that not a headline, T. Rose?
No, of course it's not going to be, because that doesn't feed into the leftist radical agenda. And we're not going to see anything that does, because they're going to block it and cover it. Like, they're covering you, Pastor Greg. I think you're the least threatening person I've ever talked to in my life. And they're literally making it seem like you're a big threat by posting truths about COVID-19 and blocking you on social media. Like, what the heck? This is crazy. And of course they're going to cover up these people that actually know what they're talking about, because they want everybody to just listen to what they say and, you know, do this method and quarantine this many days and all this stuff, which they change repeatedly. They are always going back on their own words because they don't actually know anything. They're just saying what they're told, right? And that's what they're spewing, and that's what the news is covering, not anything that has to do on the opposite side.
It really is absolutely stunning. So, you guys have this censorship page. One of the ones that we need to get in here is the Babylon Bee. The Babylon Bee, and I mentioned it kind of coming into the break a little bit, but the Babylon Bee, or maybe we talked about it in the break, I don't remember. But anyway, the Babylon Bee has been censored once again. And this one is specifically for referring to Rachel Levine, who is Richard Levine, who showed up at this very highly distinguished gathering in France, celebrating a very important event in France, representing the United States of America, dressed in drag, wearing a woman's naval outfit, with a man as a date who also was dressed as a woman, with shaved legs, high heels, and a shaved head, the whole ball of wax.
Yep. It's so funny. They always say, trust the science. Trust the science. Be science denialist. The second we say real science about Rachel Levine being a man, then all of a sudden we can't trust the science? Is that how that works?
Well, that's a very interesting point, right? Yeah, trust the science, except when it comes to the things that we tell you. Deny the science, and therefore our truth. But see, this goes back to the whole idea that there's no such thing as absolute truth, because there's not. There's no such thing anymore as absolute truth. This is why we have talked for years here about Marxism, and about one of its base principles is to remove objective and to insert subjective. Did I get that right?
Yeah, I think that's right.
Let me see. Subjective versus objective, and I'm in my last 30 seconds here. Let's see how quickly that comes up. What's the difference? Okay, so has someone ever let me see it. So quick summary. Subjective means based on personal perspective. Objective is right. Based on facts. So yeah, just what I said. So subjective is what now is taken as the truth, and it is the left's progressive subjective that is the truth,
exactly.
Which consistently shifts. T. Rose, Free Speech America at MRC and Newsbusters.org. T. Rose, thanks for being here. God bless you.
You too. Thanks, Dr. Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body. Cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And it is my sincere pleasure. Let me see. I got to bring that up on there. Oh, there he is. There he is. The man, the myth, and the legend. My very good friend, all the way from the communist state of California. I welcome Jed Dunning to the program. Jed, welcome. Good to have you.
Good to be here, Greg. You know, I'd be in my Texas home if you didn't want to keep it so hot down there. I think the devil lives in Texas now, sir.
You know what? See, the deal is you're really gonna hate me for this, but real men can you know, you've been living in wimpy California too long. I understand. No. I have to confess. My office is about 63 degrees. So, you know,
real men sweat, women perspire. Moving on.
Yes, there we go. Absolutely. All right. So, lots for us to talk about. Did you get? So, I sent an email early with the link and a link to my article about January 6th.
Stopping the disinformation.
Yes. And I essentially gave a new Declaration of Independence. Did you see that?
I scanned it. I didn't go through all your links.
So essentially it was the new, it begins with why were they there? Unlawful government-mandated shutdowns of our places of worship and business, forced injections on citizens to travel and work, treatments that killed our loved ones and friends, clearly stolen election, an invasion at the southern border and a humanitarian crisis, perverting an entire generation of children. You can watch Mind Polluters, and I actually talked last night here on TECN in case you missed it, but in 17 years ago, I was on the school site council at a school in Modesto, California, and we discovered in my daughter's first grade reading list a book called And Tango Makes Three. It was the story of two male penguins that were given an egg so they could raise to become a family. 17 years ago. And that is mild compared to the pornographic material that's there. You can find that at the Mind Polluters. Gender mutilation, Walt Heyer talks about that. Lawlessness, murder in our cities. But 39% of Gen Zers, Judd, consider themselves to be lesbian, sodomites, bisexual, transgender, or queer. That's one estimate. Anywhere from 20 to 39%. 18 to 25 year olds. And they want to tell us that, oh, we're not indoctrinating your kids at all.
It's interesting, the gap, America, I always say this, that America does not need to be de-risked, and nor does adolescence, nor does puberty, nor does all these natural transitions in sexuality. You know, there's some guidance in the Bible about sexuality, right? And some strong...
Quite a bit.
I'm being facetious. And what we have is this relationship to ourselves and the divine. I mean, the great mystery of humanity in our subconscious is our sexuality. And now government is in gender. Now government is in our sexuality. I mean, you remember years ago, they said, yeah, just stay out of my bedroom, right? That was one of the chants of the 70s and 80s. And now our whole definition is being, since it's been opened, it's being manipulated by government, because government abhors a vacuum. And so does Satan, to be honest, right? So does Satan. We need good people to come around, like parents and pastors.
And I had Dr. Syed Haider on the other day, and he said, you know, I used to be of the camp that believed that we were essentially, you know, stay out of somebody's bedroom, the libertarian mindset and so on. And he said, you know, I've changed my position on that. And here's why. Because evil never stays. I don't care what kind of locks and keys you put on it. It will find its way out. And so when you are percolating evil in your home, cooking drugs, doing drugs, what have you, okay? Or the perversion that's associated with, you know, the sodomite relationship, because George Carneal talked about this earlier in the week. He said, and I'm not proud of this, but he said in 25 years, he said, I had hundreds of male relationships, hundreds of men that I slept with. And that's the lifestyle. Yeah. And I said at the beginning of this year, before the pride parades, you're going to see naked men on floats sticking their throbbing members into the rear ends of other naked men in public with little boys dressed up to look like girls leading the parade. And there's a video of a homosexual guy saying, I'm sick to my stomach because of what's happening. And he describes it in D.C., in L.A., in New York, across the country, about four or five different pride parades where that exact scene happens. And he says, I'm sick to my stomach. He doesn't say because it's wrong, because it's bad, because we don't do that. He says, because it really makes us look bad. What?
Yeah.
Makes you look bad?
The definition of looking bad has changed.
That makes me look bad. It doesn't make you look bad. It's disgusting, is what it is. Anyway, you write in your paper here. Let me pull up the other one. In the words of James Bryce, patriotism consists not in waving the flag, but in striving that our country shall be righteous as well as strong. And you're talking about the real great American reset. We're talking about that, right? Right now. Are we not talking about the necessity for righteousness to rule in our country?
Yeah, we're talking about the opposing forces that are causing the need for a greater American reset. And I think we saw that in Trump as possible. Like, listen, I don't idolize Trump in any form or fashion. He's a very flawed human being. Everybody who gets the office is flawed. And I am flawed, you know, saved by grace. But there's an element in America that we saw that we could reset. And it's just like, since we're on, you know, since this is the chosen generation, at any moment you can turn to God. At any moment you can turn to principles. And I really believe for those that, I mean, I'm sure people, believers are listening here, but for those that don't believe as much, I always say, hey, the Ten Commandments are an ideological structure of philosophy for global living as well as a holy document that if you apply and lean toward nobility, good things tend to happen. If you lean toward negative, destructive, deconstructive thoughts, negative things seem to happen. There is a rationality to the science of God's law, how it exists in our world.
Sure.
I think the thing that we always have to live with, the mystery, when you're talking about like sexuality this morning, I always think of this, this is the Judd Dunning theory. There's a blue torrent of unpredictability. And that's where a bunch of people get wiped out by a tsunami, or a bunch of people are in the shooting in Las Vegas. There are occasionally tragic, horrible things that happen in God's world. I'm not really a predestinationist. And what I think there's a mystery in America that doesn't need to be filled with anything but goodness and holiness. And what we do is we have this force, this cultural Marxist force, who wants to deconstruct the nuclear family, which is where God lives. He lives at the table where we pray. He lives at the moments when you pull your kid aside and say, what happened today? What choices did you make? Who are you? Like, how did you feel? I mean, that's our role, to be the father and mother. Like, God is the mother and father to our country and to this nation. And, you know, our nation still is inherently good, Greg. It just blows me away that only 3 billion of our 7 billion citizens live as sovereign free citizens out of 7 billion people. Most people live under some form of despotism and evil. And so we fantasize that there's some utopian future that we could force through government into our world, or homogenizing all this PC thing, when the answer of what we have is right there. And I think that any moment, God and our virtue is always the dominant force in America. Most Americans are good people.
Well, you're talking about... We'll talk about that in a second. But
I love when
what we're talking about societal structure, and we're talking about what, you know, why did God give those commandments to begin with, right? Because of the necessity for societal structure. Okay, and when you think about, you know, then what happened, you know, with the 12 tribes and so on, but that all came out after Egypt. Remember that Israel, Jacob, was Israel, and his sons actually sold Joseph into slavery. Think about that for a minute, okay? That's not looking out for your brother. That's not loving your neighbor, okay? I mean, that's not following societal laws, because at the time of Israel, at the time of Jacob, you didn't have those societal laws. Abraham didn't get given by God a set of rules to govern how you would live. Abraham, by faith, trusted God and stepped out in faith, and we're under that covenant of faith. But God did something unique when he gave us Jesus Christ. When Christ died and rose again, when we accept Christ, he does something unique. He writes the law on our heart. We'll talk about that some more when we get back, because it's huge, and you're not a sinner saved by grace, brother. You are a saint of God. Back after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village, with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness, but now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. On the pitch. And this is this bore well we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Grigion and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support the program. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow. Towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. This is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work.
The new MyPillow towels are exclusively made with 100% USA combed cotton with proprietary technology and with maximum absorbency. They dry you faster and are guaranteed to work.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone, a product called Natural Sleep, available at CGRWellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at CGRWellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me. And you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic's off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very good friend, Judd Dunning, is with us. BulletPointNation.com. Check him out there. BulletPointNation.com. 13 and a half reasons why not to be a liberal is a great book. And you're working on your new book.
Yeah, the proposal's going to go any day. Publisher loves it. It's 13 and a half reasons why to love America and how to stop the angry woke left and preserve the America we love. And what a great book. Lead with gratitude, biblical principle number one. You know, it's just treat your neighbor like yourself, golden rule, right? And just I think in the Jewish Bible, and Greg will always correct me, but, to do anything of the commandments with joy. And I think for me, it's all resonates from gratitude. And we have so much to be grateful for that leftists want us to forget.
And you made a mention earlier about, you know, the majority of Americans are good. Here becomes kind of the challenge.
Yeah.
The majority of Americans don't anymore believe in what's called absolute truth. They believe that everything is subjective, which is why they can be manipulated into shut down your business, shut down your church, lock yourself in your house, wear a mask when you're out jogging or hiking, okay? And by the way, you know, take an injection when our three-month study shows that 1,200 people were killed by it, 42,000 people were injured by it. We know this, but take the injection anyway. And, oh, by the way, we're going to give immunity to the companies that are giving you the injection because, well, let me see. There isn't anything wrong with it. It's perfectly healthy, and you should take it, and that's why we're going to give them immunity?
Not to mention, I posted the other day, Greg. I said, if you got the jab and you got COVID, and then you got the booster and you got COVID. And then you got a booster. And then you got the next booster and you got COVID. You got the next booster and you got COVID. Don't worry. There's a pill for that. Which is Flaxovid, right? It's like the insanity of I have a 99.9% recovery potential and the government wants me to allow someone to experiment on my body. You know, I think they really, at this point, no one is talking about rolling back the insurance waivers and opening up free market competition. We're talking about the next wave of insurance liability-free experimentation on the United States populace with complete oblivion. It's crazy. I mean, would the Jews, after going to Germany and being exterminated, all taken a experimental vaccine? Would the Tuskegee Black Americans taken it? But now, compliance is broad because you said, back to your point, moral relativism is the greatest disease, and Christ is the vaccine.
Well, and the idea of this, they've created their own version of a Jesus. Jesus is good. Jesus is loving. Jesus doesn't judge anybody. Mm. That's not the biblical Jesus. The biblical Jesus, in fact, does judge. The biblical Jesus also says that I don't really have to judge because the entire world is condemned. Light came into the world in the form of the law, but in the form of also Christ himself. And the world rejected him because they didn't want to hear the truth and they didn't want to conform to the truth. They preferred their wickedness. They preferred their darkness to his light. And when we talk about loving your neighbor, now that becomes a warped situation, because then we were talking about this earlier. Loving your neighbor is, you know, listen, you do what you want to do in your house and I'll do what I want to do in my house. Except here's the problem. The drug house on your block is an issue because they're not going to just make those drugs and enjoy them for themselves. They're going to sell to their friends. And those friends are going to come around your neighborhood, and pretty soon they're going to be breaking into your house to steal those guns back behind you so they can use those guns to steal from somebody else's house so they can go to the neighbor and buy the drugs.
And not only that, our society's overall degrading of justice. It's hard to be to get people even convicted anymore. If you're a moral absolutism and you call to report crime, it's now not even considered crime. So we've gone into the systemic degradation of justice. Like, I have some things that I've turned in some people because I'm a society. I like a civil society. I'm the first guy that will call and turn you in because a healthy rebuke is the preservation of a civil society. And we've a lot of people laissez-faire, as you say, moral relativism is a serious disease. That's why I wrote my book, Greg. It's like it's a the creeping Sharia. Of our morals and our values and our family is moral relativism, saying something is not bad or something is not good. And Trump's great threat to the world, and you brought this up about what Jesus did and how the Ten Commandments threatened the world. Trump said, hey, this is fake news. This doesn't work. It was such a buck to the system. Yeah. And we saw so many people on the right, rhinos, who called themselves Republicans with our small, limited government values and our Judeo-Christian background. We said, oh, that's too much. That's uncomfortable. Let's not call out the truth about how bad this, you know, deconstruction of our society is on the hard progressive liberal left. And people think you're accommodating a friend. These are no longer yesterday's Democrats. These are deconstructionist people, I think, backed by, I think, intentionally and unconsciously evil. So I would say if you, and this would be an interesting point for you, for the Chosen Generation audience, is that purely evil? Is this lack of moral absolutism of a higher standard? Is that evil being perpetuated unconsciously?
I think some of it is evil being perpetuated unconsciously, but again, I think what I said going into the break, the church is not truly anymore being preached the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said that I came and I have defeated sin and death. Death we buy because, well, nobody's there. You died, so who knows? You're on the other side, okay? If you receive a reward, you get a reward. If you don't receive a reward, who knows? You can't argue about that either. Nobody knows unless maybe you've died and been somewhere and experienced something. Otherwise, you haven't. But we can't conceive of the idea that Christ overcame sin, and therefore that should change our world right here, right now. Right here, right now. And we got to jump. We're out of time. At the end of the day, folks, hey, it's always fun. We'll get Judd back. We have great conversations. I hope you enjoy them as much as Judd and I do. BulletPointNation.com. Be sure and get over there. I'm out of time. I'll be back with you on Chosen Generation Radio tomorrow. Hang on, Judd.
Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another? Lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love His creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into His rest.
I thank and praise God for this Bulwell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. On the pitch. On Bhadradu.
Gosh.
And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
My passion is the fight for freedom, from World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.